I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nini.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. And we just want to make sure before we get into what we're going to talk about today, which is fun with kids in the kitchen, as to where people can get the recipes and how they can hear this information.
Yes, and that's at our website at kjan.com. Click on Programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nini, and there will be all the recipes, pictures of what we're talking about, as well as the podcast. But LaVon, some people don't have a computer.
There are some people.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes some people say, I don't want a computer. That's okay.
Oh, definitely. So we have our I am very excited if you would call out at KJAN and ask for the recipes. We'd be more than happy to send those to you.
Drop us a note. We've, in the past, have gotten a few notes, and we're always excited. It's almost like Christmas when the envelope comes. You go, yeah, this is for LaVon and Miss Nini. I wonder what it says.
Yes.
So we get really excited.
So far, it's been pretty good comments.
It has been, and asking for recipes in the comments. And so, yeah, we love to get mail along with however else you'd like to contact us. Well, because we talk so often about kids in the kitchen and how important that is and how much fun it is, you know, I was thinking about all the things that kids can do, and we try to kind of include those ideas, but they always can be in there with you. But rolling, think about little kids and on up can roll with their hands and love to do that.
Yes, and that could almost start with teaching them or having available Play-Doh. Because they can learn to roll and shape with that. And then as they grow, it can transfer over into the food items itself. Think of cookies, rolled cookies. And that cookie dough is usually not warm, so it's not going to burn the child's hands when they shape that cookie ball. However, it's so important before any time a child's hands get associated with food is to have them go to the sink and wash those hands with soap. And my favorite is still if they stand at the sink and sing happy birthday while they're washing their hands and using that rubbing action in the palm of their hands with that soap to get as much bacteria off as possible. If they can keep doing that all the while they sing happy birthday to themselves, perhaps, even if it's not their birthday, then that will be helping in the first step of sanitation and before they get into even starting to roll a food item.
And that's good advice for all of us.
Exactly.
Because sometimes it's real easy to go, well, you know, I've been out doing this and I got to go fix this. And well, we just need to have that habit without thinking about it, that the first thing before food is washing hands.
And putting a covering over the clothes that you're wearing daily. Maybe if these are children who enjoy being outside playing in the dirt, or they've been playing with artwork or doing all kinds of fun things in the house, put a covering, put a small apron, tie a dish towel around them or to protect their clothing as well as to keep dirtier clothing away from the food items. Roll up those sleeves, LaVon.
You bet. And I was going to say, if you don't have an apron, a clean shirt will do, and roll up those sleeves, button it up, and you've got an instant covering just as long as it's a clean one. And
yes.
Maybe kids would love that, and you just keep a special one in the kitchen that's always going to be the cover-up.
Or how about the hair? How should we treat hair when we're working with food?
Well, let's hope it's not hanging in the eyes, because not only is it in the way and, you know, the hair is there, it's also, if it's hanging in the eyes, somebody's going to take their hand and swipe it back. And you've seen a lot of people of a lot of ages do that. So,
and there is bacteria in hair.
You bet. And then that goes to your hands and so on. So, yeah, we want to keep that out of the way.
Well, we were brainstorming ahead of the show to think how many different food items could be made into a shape of a ball. And we really did come up with quite a few different
quite
ones.
Quite a few. In addition to cookies, you know, that's where we start. But meatballs.
Yes.
And
yes.
We could make little bitty meatballs like we do for appetizers, or we could make bigger meatballs. So whatever, that could be a fun thing. And you talked about heat. Of course, there we're talking about cold. You know, they're automatically cold, and make them up could be great fun. I have a cheese ball appetizer that's little. So little balls, but, you know, because usually we think of them, I think, being bigger.
Yes.
In little individual servings. Cheese balls.
We can even form cream cheese around tomatoes, little cherry tomatoes, formed around grapes, formed around all kinds of fun things. Let your children be creative in that aspect, and just so they're getting a ball shape. How about making rolls, yeast rolls?
That could be balls. You know, there's one that I use where you put them in a muffin cup and you have three little balls. You put them in the muffin cup, and it turns out to be the cloverleaf roll.
Yes, and right. And there are different techniques that can be used to shape these balls using your hands, using clean hands. And it's difficult to describe that on the radio, but if you have access to a computer, you can also check that out by going on YouTube. And there are all kinds of wonderful videos that show you how to shape balls of dough just accurately.
Okay. And saying, working with bread, then there's also other kinds of shapes and not just the balls. But
yes.
Again, the shapes for the loaves and... Actually, you can make animals and you can mm-hmm. make rings and all kinds of possibilities. Mm-hmm. I love working with bread dough because there's so many possibilities for shaping.
And it's so easy to work with, too.
Yes.
Perhaps if you don't want to make your own bread dough, you can just go to the freezer section in the grocery store, get a loaf of frozen bread dough, let it thaw. Then just let the children play with that. Let them roll it out with a rolling pin or just put their fingers in it, mess with it. Let them pinch off areas of dough and just start shaping it, trying to make circles of dough or balls of dough. And a lot of fun can be had with just that one loaf of thawed frozen
you
bread
bet.
Dough.
And, you know, and I'm glad you mentioned that because a lot of people go, I'm not going to make bread.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got another option there and still have that experience. And, you know, if it doesn't turn out perfectly, that is just okay. Kids
right.
will be happy with the experience, and it'll taste just fine.
I think one of the first food items that I made into a ball shape was a little Rice Krispie Treat ball. Now, realizing that mixture, once the hot marshmallow butter mixture gets combined with the Rice Krispies, can be maybe quite tentative for a little child's hands to be next to. But if you butter those hands and allow that mixture, that Rice Krispie mixture, to cool a little bit, they can take little spoonfuls of that Rice Krispie combination and shape it into balls. And those could be bite-sized pieces for them to enjoy later and something they can get their mouths around.
And it could be also a fun kind of thing in terms of if maybe, you know, we always think of Rice Krispie bars in the pan and you just cut them into squares and... But maybe for some special occasion, they might want to do the balls and who knows, make an Easter. We're past Easter, but, mm-hmm. you know, there's lots of possibilities there. So, and then we haven't talked about making what I call snakes of
yes.
you know, rolling things in the long rolls to be sliced.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I know you have some cookie recipes that happens.
Yes, that's fun too. And that those little slices, if you want to shape them into a ball, you could do that or just bake them as a slice. One useful kitchen tool item that I use all the time to make as much of a rounded shape as possible. This is when I'm making shaped cookies or even just drop cookies. I will use this tool. And it's a small ice cream scoop. I have them in various dimensions, but my favorite one is one that is about an inch and a half across in diameter. It makes making a ball-shaped item so much more exacting, and it actually goes faster for me too.
Oh, it would. And kids at a certain age, that may be the way they want to do, but you know, that does take a special hand
yes.
action. I think a child of three can make a ball.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I'm not sure, it depends on the child whether they can use the ice cream scoop or not.
The parent might have to help them do that,
yeah.
put their hand
yeah.
over the child's hand yeah. and then help push that
so you,
lever.
So you kind of got to, again, look at your children's abilities and their expertise and how much they've done this, but lots of things that they could do with food. You might say they're playing with it, but
mm-hmm.
when you start with clean hands and you know you're going to eat it, this is a very positive kind of play.
Right, and it's good training for the future. If you instill those kind of food handling habits in your children at a young age, that's something that they will continue with. It's almost like train up a child
as they
should go, because they learn this and it's in their brain and they just realize, I've got to wash my hands before I prepare any food or touch any food.
Yeah. And again, you know, we keep talking about children and training them, but all of us need that habit, and I know
that's
some
true.
Adults need that help also.
And you know, sometimes I will use plastic gloves too, which I are available at a drugstore, or you might check the grocery store to see if they have them as well. And that does help protect your hands
you
too.
Another option.
So LaVon, people can go to the website or they can call us for it. We're going to post a recipe on the website that relate to shaping food items. And we sure hope that you make some fun family memories in the kitchen.